with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Well, hello there. It's Cooper and Una. This is Breakfast Rolled. It's the podcast from today's show.
It is the podcast from today's show.
I'm so tired.
Oh, God, love you.
And
what's
I spent
wrong?
The morning waiting around for you. I know you're a busy journalist.
I'm a busy journalist and I've got another job. I double job, man. Okay, every day of my life, I'm in here double jobbing. Ain't you got no respect for that?
You're double jobbing.
I'm double jobbing. I'm doing the news, I'm doing the show, and I'm busy with the news some days because I got to go to my very important meetings and tell them about my very important stories, my very important stories. Then I have to go out and find a very important story and find someone to interview and put it all together. And man, that kind of thing just takes time. And you just have to be more patient.
I tried to help you earlier on. I told you about a really cool website. And you said, I have no time to be looking at funny videos of pandas.
Well, that's what you said, bored panda. And I was like, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's class. All right. Well, listen, let's get into this. Lots of things going on today. From our survey says, we had a very special guest in singing songs as
well. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely incredible. It was all with Focus Ireland and our Make Some Noise, which we're going to be live from Galway tomorrow. All right. Our survey says, let's take it away.
Producer Donald, what have we got this morning? Looking forward to a bit of interaction now this morning with everyone. 087-1102-107.
This morning, the survey says 30% of people admit they've done this in a shop when they thought no one was looking.
Ooh.
I think my guess is going to be something that came up recently. We all had a little gig about it. It's Fix a Wedgie.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know them shops with the cameras all at the front and the screens and stuff?
You couldn't fix a wedgie in a shop.
Try me.
Oh, you couldn't do that. You have to wait till you got outside to privacy. Like, I'm sorry, but fixing a wedgie is an act between you and God, and no one else needs to see that.
I don't think God needs to be involved.
No, he doesn't. It's just you.
Yeah.
And you alone. So don't be going at your...
I'm not.
In a shop. You are.
I'm just having to... Saving somebody else the embarrassment of having that guess. Okay, 087-1102-107. What is your guess? Here's the question.
30% of people admit they've done this in a shop when they thought no one was looking. What is it?
Is it ducked to avoid someone because of...
awkward conversation.
The threat of small talk and awkward conversation. Maybe someone that you worked with like 6 years ago and you haven't spoke to them since, but that when you meet them, you're gonna have to be like, you know, nice. Yeah.
I hate bumping into people in the shop and not recognise them straight away because they're out of context of where I know them from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's not clicking with you. I'm actually good with faces. So I usually, I know the people. I just don't want to be talking to them. Because, you know, you'd waste 10 or 15 minutes there and, you know, you're hungry. You're tired. You're so tired. Do you know what I mean?
I get
drained from small talk.
You don't do it.
I don't get drained. Well, I there's certain situations where I have to do it. I'm forced to do it, and then I'm drained. I need like a day in bed after it.
Oh my God, you're such a drama queen.
I'm not a drama queen.
You are.
I am a highly sensitive person, and that's the way I roll.
Okay, so if anybody sees Una out and about in the wild, don't be getting all up in her business.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, she doesn't want to know. She'll hide from you.
I won't. I'll only hide from you if I worked at you six years ago and I haven't spoken to you since. And
shout out. Who are you talking about?
I don't know.
That's not the answer.
087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is?
30% of people admit they've done this in a shop when they thought no one was looking. What is it?
Producer Donal, as I live and breathe, what is today's survey says, please?
Today, I'm asking 30% of people admit they've done this in a shop when they thought no one was looking. What is it?
This is funny. On 087-1102-107 from Aoife, it's a survey that people say no thanks to a receipt before the cashier's even said it, uttered a word.
Don't want it.
No thanks, what? They haven't said anything, but you just automatically say no.
Yeah.
No thanks. Always get your receipt, Una. Always check through it.
Really?
Do you not check through your shopping receipt? Are you sure you're too rich to have a look
through this? I don't check through my shopping receipt because why? I'm trusting.
Just in case something was double booked.
If there's a coupon on it, obviously I'll be taking that.
You love a coupon.
A coupon. Is that the answer?
It's not the answer, no.
Boo.
Is it sniff something or manhandle the bread? I can't understand why people do that. It's vile, Lisa and Navin.
Manhandle the bread. Do you mean the squeezed on a crusty one to see how the crunch?
Yeah, I hate that when you see someone come squeezing the bread.
Oh yeah, that's... You do the gulps. crunch test.
But why? You don't be squeezing. I don't like the people squeezing the bread.
The way shops are now, the bread is cycled in so fresh every day. And even, you know, the fresh loaves from the bakery.
Yeah.
Don't go touching that. It's fresh.
And what would you be sniffing, Lisa? Like, what do people sniff in supermarkets? What could you be sniffing?
You could be going over and knocking melons to check that they're the right noise to, you know, the sound.
No, but you don't sniff a melon. I'm just asking, you said sniff something.
I know, I've been guilty of it in the past.
What, sniffing something?
Melons.
Oh, God.
Yeah, make sure it smells all right. Because if it smells like rotten fruit.
Melons don't smell.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. All right. They've got
a head. All right. Why don't you go down to the shop now?
Only when they open the melon.
Give a melon a sniff.
Oh.
Morning. Is it when you're walking around the shop and you realise you have something that you don't want? Or you don't really need, and you just turn there, go back to where you need to grab it off them, or you left it from. She just throw it in behind, something random. I've done it a couple of times. Daniel and Donegal.
Daniel, I'm so sorry, I couldn't hear a word that was...
When you pick something up, and then you realise you don't need it, and just drop it somewhere random.
Oh, that'd be an Una thing.
Yeah.
Just put it, leave it on the shelf.
From the frozen section, stick it on this shelf.
No, yeah. I would never do that. You're painting an awful picture of me.
No, you just.
No, no. No.
Is that it?
It's not it, no.
Is it that they eat a baked good and then dump the bag and not pay for it, Shauna Newbridge?
Oh, you do that.
Never in my life done that. No, I feed my twins croissants to keep them quiet in the supermarket and then I keep the bag and I tell them how many croissants they had, whether they've had four or five, whatever.
That's a new tongue twister. I feed my kids croissants to keep them quiet. All right, listen, keep your guesses coming. 087-110-2107. The question is...
30% of people admit they've done this in a shop when they thought no one was looking. What is it?
All right, 087-110-2107. Our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what were we asking?
30% of people admit they've done this in a shop when they thought no one was looking. What is it?
Okay, we've had brilliant guesses coming in on 087-110-2107.
Something more people should be doing is getting security tags and putting them in people's hoods or pockets or handbags or prams or something like that. So every time they go by the security tag beeper, it goes off and they get searched and they don't know what's going on.
No, don't do that.
Very good.
I remember getting a pair of jeans before and they never took the security tag off. Honestly, I didn't see them. They didn't take this and I got back and I had to wear them that night. It was actually for the Radio Awards. It was a pair of trousers and I needed to wear them that night and I needed to get the tag off, but the shops were closed.
So what did you do?
I took the bedside locker from the hotel and used it to smash the thing open. It worked. All right, that's not the answer.
It's not the answer, okay. No.
Is the answer pick the knickers out of your arse?
You it's got to be the answer.
What a way to phrase it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Right? Is that it?
Is that it?
I don't know.
Oh, is that... Do you do that?
No,
I'm afraid.
Okay, we need the answer.
The answer is 30% of people admit they've done this in a shop. It switched the price labels or checked out a cheaper item at the Booper.
Oh, Carol.
What?
What?
That is shocking.
That is shocking.
Sorry, I'm just reading another message that came in and it's like, I think it's from Kat. How to say this politely? Is it adjusting one's tongue at the back to a more comfortable position? Sorry.
Let's go to a clip. All right.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Hey, Una.
Hey.
You know the way on the daily, I actually didn't even bother looking at your car today, but we slag you about your parking, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was one particular person who came down from head office who also gave you a hard time about your parking. And then you spotted the way they were parked yesterday.
Yeah.
Front wheel up on the curb.
Oh my God, talk about pot and kettle.
Yeah.
Seriously, his parking was way worse than mine.
Everybody genuinely thought you parked his car for him.
Oh, funny. Funny. Seriously. He was on the actual curb.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
No, because you park so far away from the curb.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Somebody sent in a picture. You're literally, your car was half out blocking the road that time. Remember?
What? Stop stalking me in my car. Stop stalking us. It's not you.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, you're perving on my arse.
I wasn't. I weirdo.
I know the car's arse, obviously, because she does be sticking out.
She does. Okay, here's Darren from Cavan playing Rhyme It this morning.
Think on the spot, what? You're up against the clock. Yeah. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Thanks very much.
Nice.
So I might timed Boeing. Very well. Darren is in cabin this morning. Good morning, Darren.
Hi, Darren.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you feeling?
Good, yeah. Looking forward to the long weekend.
Yeah, bank holiday weekend. It really did sneak up on us. Today is the last day of April. Then we're into May. Yeah, we're going to make some noise tomorrow. You're up to something on Sunday, though, aren't you? You're looking forward to it.
Heading to JJ Clean's in Shannon Bridge to Boys Life.
Boys Life.
Oh, very good.
Right, Keith and Brian.
Well, herself now twisted my arm, but sure, we'll see how it goes.
Jesus, Dan, don't sound too excited about it. Keith and Brian, they're absolute legends. Keith Duffy.
Very funny.
Very, very funny. You're going to have a great time. They absolutely put on a fantastic show, so you enjoy that, all right?
I will do.
And maybe if you can convince yourself, then maybe come to Galway tomorrow for make some noise at us for the secret session, all right?
I think it's the boss I need to convince, not herself.
Yeah, very sure. All right, come here. What we're going to do, we're going to give you a chance of winning the contents of Una's drawers. I'm not going to lie to you. Yesterday, there was a bit of a clear out and I saw one of our engineers open your drawer and say, Jesus, look at this, lads, and then started munching on the purple snacks. I'm like, that's Una's drawer.
I actually, I'm minus purple snacks today, Darren. I have a Kit Kat. That's all I found out there. So
that is prime chocolate bar right there.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's the best bar. It's the first. It's the only one you go to.
Nah, there's no longevity on it. It's just like two bites and it's gone.
You don't suck it to me.
Yeah. There's not, the chocolate isn't thick enough. Not say, I don't mind a Kit Kat. Kit Kat is nice as well, but I'm a purple snack kind of guy.
Sorry, Darren, can you just hang on a sec? Kit Kat chunky though.
I don't have a Kit Kat chunky.
Well, that's your fault for not buying a Kit Kat chunky.
A two-finger Kit Kat, just a small one.
A two-finger Kit Kat?
Yeah.
Who buys a two-finger Kit Kat?
They come in packs.
You can get a four-fingered Kit Kat in a pack.
No, because the twins will go at them.
Oh. So that's the problem.
Sorry, Darren. I am sorry. There will definitely be purple snacks if you win today, Darren. I promise you that.
Not guaranteed. Alison and Sharon have a score of 7. That is the score to beat. You know how to play. All you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. All right, Darren?
Yeah, perfect. No problem.
Darren's just like, are you talking to me now? The word that you have to rhyme with today is...
Zen. Z-E-N. Zen. Okay?
Perfect.
All right.
Your time starts now.
A decagon has how many sides?
10.
I never have one of these to write with.
10.
Foxes live in a what?
Den.
A stag do is when a group of what go away?
Men.
The famous river in Paris is called the River what?
Den.
If you shortened the name Brendan, you'd call him what?
Bren.
The unit of money in Japan is what?
Yen.
A narrow, secluded valley is called a what?
Pass.
Any time is up.
Oh my God. Darren.
Yes.
You're in the final draw. You got 7 as well.
Okay.
if you had just said Glenn in the last one there, but you were just like, you had a brain fart and you just like, pass.
I did say Glenn, you never heard me.
No. I heard you loud and clear. I said, let's just go around the room.
Pass.
Yeah.
You chancer.
Is that not in her name for Glenn, no?
No.
Okay, sorry.
But look, you could still win. You're still in front. With the other two.
All right, listen, thank you so much for hanging out. And we're going to do, we'll spin the wheel and we'll see who's going to actually win those prizes out of Una's drawers. All right, thanks, buddy. Look after yourself. Have a great day.
No problem. Cheers. Enjoy the weekend. Bye.
Bye, Darren.
There you go. That's how you play. If you'd like to have a go of playing our game, which is called Rhyme It, 087-110-2107. And all you got to do is rhyme and try and also chance around and say that Glenn rhymes with
pass.
Yeah, pass, which it clearly doesn't. All right.
Dazzler, your chance.
We respect him. Are you
on my tier list? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
A lot of people have been sending messages into us after they listen to the podcast and they want to know how you've been getting on with your...
I can't do it. Your vacuum cleaner for your head.
That is... is terrible. You know, because it's a condition. It's called a rapid turnover of scalp. So it's
tarantula shedding its skin.
No, it's not that bad. It's just a little bit of extra dandruff. That's all. And I have it under control. with the vacuum.
You do. And it's less noticeable now that you've stopped wearing
what
black
socks.
What do
you mean less noticeable? It was never noticeable. It's not a noticeable. Stop it now. I'm going to be known as dry scalp hooverhead girl and I don't want that to happen.
You are now. I was too lazy to come up with a nickname.
No, the boss said you can't draw attention to this.
I am totally not drawing attention to it, but I will introduce you on stage at the secret session tomorrow. Please welcome on stage, Dry Scalp Hoover Girl.
Yeah, you try that and I'll tell everyone what you do at 10 past 10 every day on
the Tell everybody that on the radio yeah. all the time.
Well, I'll tell them about your athlete's foot.
It's gone.
Well, I'll tell them about your hemorrhoids.
That's a different story. Yeah. All right, let's get into Get It Off Your Chest this morning.
Get it off your chest, Gina.
Now, we spoke about this yesterday, but we got such a reaction on it and we couldn't listen to everything. So we're going to investigate this again because okay. I think it's a subject matter that needs to be spoken about.
Oh, that sounds very important.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Aoife in Sligo. Hi, guys. I need to get this off my chest or I feel like I'll explode. I'm living at home for the past couple of months. I'm trying to save money to buy a house. It's been really nice. Me and the parents had settled into a nice routine. That is, until the brother dropped a bombshell on us. He split up with his girlfriend and he moved back home. Mam is falling all over him like his two-year-old. I was ordered to take him breakfast in bed the last few mornings. He doesn't get out of the bed until the middle of the day. There was no dinner left for me the other night because he went back and had a second serving. He's taken control of the sitting room and Mam is bringing him in cups of tea and biscuits. Talk about being the golden boy. Anyway, I just found out that he broke up with his fiance before Christmas and the reason he came home from Oz is that he ran out of money. Now he's here sponging off Mam and Dad and getting the royal treatment. I'm sick of it. What should I do? Aoife in Sligo. Now, I said it yesterday and I'll say it again today.
Oh, legend.
I don't think the problem... No, hey.
What?
Oh, who's the legend?
The man is the brother.
I think it's your mammy. It's your mam, Aoife, that you should be having the words with because Irish mams and their boys.
So you
all
think,
sisters know it.
So you think that Irish mams favour the boys? Like, because I said
it's
this
100%.
Yesterday, that I'm the youngest. My two sisters are older than me and you reckon that I'm my mother's favourite?
1,000%.
Well, let's see what my mum has to say about this.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Una.
That's you.
Hi, Gina.
Stephen is not my favourite. Well, that's what I'm saying anyway.
By the way, she calls me Stephen because that's my first name.
And I don't have any favourites.
Gina.
But I love them all. Yeah. The same. Bye bye.
There you go. There's my.
You have to say that, Gina. You have to be PC.
Mother.
Yeah. No, you have to be PC. You can't. But look, you can't be honest and just say, because the sisters will be listening and they'll hear and they'll be upset. But they know it to be true. You were definitely mollycoddled.
Yeah. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon?
Golden Lirody.
Golden Lirody. Are lads preferred over boys? Over the girls? So the brothers preferred over the sisters?
Sisters, unite. Stand up. Tell us your experiences of the favouritism in the household. I'll share mine too.
Get it off your chest, Tuna.
Do Irish mammies favour their sons? That is the question we are posing to you in Get It Off Your Chest, because Aoife wants to get it off her chest. She's been living at home with her parents because mm-hmm. she's saving to buy a house. Her brother's after coming home. He broke up with his girlfriend in Australia before Christmas and now he's at home and Aoife's mom is fawning all over him. Bringing him breakfast in bed, giving him all the dinner. He's taking over the sitting room and Aoife's just annoyed. She's like, you know, what about me? And I get it, Aoife. I get it. And I think the problem is Irish mammies and the golden Lirody.
They prefer the boys.
That's what I call my brother, golden Lirody.
There has to be a reason behind it. All right, 087-1102-107.
Hi, Cooper and Una. I completely agree. It's the mammies.
There you go now. Vanessa agrees it's the mammies.
My brother was away working years ago. When he used to come home, it used to be all about him. Mm-hmm. Then when he moved home, it never changed. It was, don't sit there, that's for Adrian. Don't touch that, that's for Adrian. So I used to walk around going, don't drink the water from the tap, that's for Adrian.
At least you know there, Vanessa, do you know what I mean?
Don't breathe the air, that's for Adrian.
All right, okay. Don't listen to the radio, that's for Adrian.
So it kind of stuck, and to this day, he's in his 50s, about to become a daddy, and my mom still brings him his dinner, and he doesn't even live at home. So 100%, it's the mammies.
Okay. OMG, Adrian is triggering me.
Okay, so he's about to become a daddy. Okay.
He is, yeah.
Okay, well, let's switch it up. Don't change that nappy. That's for Adrian.
Yes.
Don't burp and clean up the puke. That's for Adrian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take out the bins. That's for Adrian. Don't do it. So, like, turn around.
Turn around. That's a good idea.
Okay. All right. Liz.
As a boy mom, as it should be. So, any opportunity. As a boy mom, I'm going to put a different spin on this. Mm-hmm. So, you raise your boys, and as they grow up and they take a partner, sadly, and this is reality, you lose them a little bit to the partner, and that becomes their family and their life, and that's absolutely as it should be. So any opportunity, I feel, as a boy mum, that you get to spoil that little boy again, regardless of how old he is, he's still your baby, you're going to take it. So yes, mums do favour the boys, because reality says that in majority of times, the girls will always stay close to home, even when they take partners, whatever. The boys often go with their partners. So,
okay.
Thanks for explaining the psychology behind it now, Liz. I kind of understand a little bit more.
That does make sense, because my sister, like, so I have two sisters, two older sisters. One lives in the States. She likes to get addled. She's like, oh, Jesus. But Sandra lives very close to my mom. And I'm like a good hour away. It's like Sandra's like there in 5 minutes type of thing. So
yeah. Oh yeah. See, always the daughters. Yeah. What is the saying again? A daughter is a daughter for all of your life, but a son is a son until he takes a wife. No. Have you not heard that saying before?
No, it just sounds like you just made it up on the spot.
I didn't make it up on the spot.
Wait for your poetry slam tomorrow night.
And my little boy, oh my God, no, I don't want him to take a wife. No,
okay,
no,
keep your
never,
WhatsApps coming, 087-1102-107, all right? Get it off your chest this morning. Are boys preferred to girls over mammies because of this message that came in?
Are boys preferred? No, do mammies prefer boys over girls?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, yeah.
This is what Amanda was saying.
Morning guys, my name is Amanda, I'm from the Dock. I am a mommy of three kids. I have two girls and one boy, mm-hmm. and the boy is the youngest in the house. And my daughters always tell me that, oh, he's a golden child in the house, he's the mommy, he gets everything handed to him, blah, 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 blah. Now, there is a rule, okay? I do agree with Cooper's mommy. We do love our children all the same. But it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl that's the youngest of the house. They're always going to get special treatment. And my daughters treat him like that he is their son as well. He's spoiled rotten by the two girls as well. It's everything handed to him. So I don't know what you want to do with that. So I'm just trying to let you know that it's a crack in our house. Bye.
So the two older sisters are spoiled on you as well.
Well, he's a boy and he's the youngest.
Yeah.
And he's like you.
Like me.
Yeah.
Oh, what a life I've led. All right, let's get one more.
Do mammies prefer boys over girls? Of course they do. There's only me and my brother in our family. He's older than me. And I am not allowed to visit my mother's house when he is there because I will take the attention away from him that she won't be able to focus on him 100%.
Oh, Mitch.
He still has a bedroom in the home house.
Actually, so do I.
Of course you do.
Yeah, there's actually still some of my toys in the drawer.
Stop.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, he moved out 25 years ago. Same. My bedroom, the minute I left for college at 17, was turned into a gym first. And now it is the bedroom of my brother's kids. So, yeah, definitely mammy favours my brother more than me. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've kind of heard the psychology behind it now, though.
Yeah. I know we've a lot of people in tears about that one as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. So what did I say again? A daughter's a daughter all of your life and a son is a son until he meets the wife. So basically we only have our little boys for a certain amount of time before he meets someone who goes off and leaves us. Oh my God.
Stop it, Anna.
No.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
You ready to have a special guest sing to you, Una?
Oh, yes, please.
Do I get to relive this again?
Oh, this comes with a warning. The amount of names being dropped from this lad.
Ah, no, stop.
I know, we had brilliant. A lot of fun with him. So he's performing at our secret session in Galway tomorrow. If you're listening to this, if today is the 30th of April, tomorrow's the 1st of May. It is Dave Lofts. Take it away.
All eyes are set on tomorrow in Galway because we've got our secret session. We've announced McDara, we've announced Jig Jam, Bless, Jamie McIntyre, and in studio that we announced the other day, Dave Lofts. Good Woo! Morning!
Hello there now.
Oh my God. Oh,
lovely to see you, Dave.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you.
Well, it's like you fitting in time with us is absolutely amazing, isn't
no,
it?
No, listen, man, it's all good, you know.
You've just announced a whole lot of dates as well. So you're going to be touring around Ireland, which is fantastic. Got Olympia headliner coming up as well.
That'll be next year, yeah.
But you're also fresh off of performing at the Oscars parties as well.
Yeah, we were over in LA for the Oscar Wilde events. So it was myself and a load of other amazing, talented people. And then Mr. Dermot Kennedy. So yeah,
wow.
Never heard of him. So you're performing with Dermo?
Yeah, well, I wasn't performing with him. I was performing before him. But I got chatting to him, you know, he seems like a top guy.
You also had an impromptu session with someone else while you were over there.
Yes, Sarah Farrell. So she's a, you know, Grammy Award winning country singer-songwriter from... Well, I met her in LA.
Mm. Yeah.
But her style of music was absolutely country.
Country. You
know? Like she was pure country.
She's huge.
Yeah, yeah. You're definitely a country girl.
I am. I'm a bit of everything, girl. I'm a bit of everything. Are I love you? All music, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
Why'd you say I'm a country girl now?
You dress country.
I'm not going for country. I'm not going for country.
You dress country.
I'm going for 70s chic, Dave.
Oh, really?
I'm going for Woodstock vibes. Oh, my God. No, country. Well, look, I'm going to take it as a compliment. I'm going to wear my Daisy Dukes on Friday.
You know what Daisy Dukes are.
They're short shorts.
They're very short shorts.
And why shouldn't I wear short shorts?
You're entitled to wear
I'm
them.
I'm entitled to wear them.
I've just heard we've sold out. We've performed together as well. You, me, Dermot Kennedy, the whole lot. Dermot Kennedy was in LA, but we were in Waterford for Heatwave last year. Mm. And, you know, he came on stage, says, get off, I'm on now. And
move over.
All I can say is if anybody's never seen you live, you are in for a treat. You're a powerhouse, man. And you've got to hold my hat off to you. It was blown away. I was blown away.
Thanks, Cooper.
You know, I had to delete all my picture this videos and get some Dave Lofts videos in there because I was running out of room because I was filming so much.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
He has been singing your praises now.
Man. Has he?
Oh, like, yeah, he Aww. Has. And he's not the only one singing your praises. Tell us about your famous friend. Go on, so, this is
no,
surreal.
No, hold on now. Listen, just for the record, okay? Because I always say this. I'm not really a celebrity guy. I'm very much a...
Well, this might be the third celebrity name you're about to drop in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, go on.
I'm not, and I never was, but I'm not a starstruck kind of guy. But
you don't get starstruck by meeting?
No, I don't. I really don't.
That's an amazing trait to have.
The reason I don't is because Ireland has such a working class, you know, from doctors to nurses. And these are people to me that I'm very much in awe of. The builder, the scaffolder, the painter. So for me... I don't really get starstruck, but the one person I've always wanted to meet, his name is Russell Crowe. He reached out to me on Instagram. I had a song, I have a song called Holy, it's out, and he reached out about that song and said it's just a mad moment.
Wow.
I was playing a gig in King Tut's in Scotland.
Mm.
He said, look, if I happen to be around, I'd love to come to the gig. So I said, absolutely, Russell.
My God.
Man, I'm still looking for free tickets.
Come on in, Russ.
He's an Oscar-winning actor. He can pay for his own tickets. Ticketmaster Russell, like the rest of us, bro.
Wait, in fairness, he gave me some presents, but I was a big Gladiator fan growing up, you know.
Yeah. He wasn't.
But he rocked up. We reserved an area for him. Look, he's an A-list celebrity, so.
Yeah.
But I don't get, like I said, I don't get starstruck. And I was in the middle of performing, and I seen Russell, and I went, oh, God. I had a starstruck moment.
Oh, wow.
100%, yeah. And I was like, man, I love you. I think you're just an icon. And then I sat down with him, and we then went up to the green room.
So you're still friends, you're good pals at Russell, and he keeps updating your music and tunes.
Yeah, he links in with me, you know. He's kind of, when I got chatting to him, he's like, look, you're gonna indulge on an incredible journey, and you know, if you need help or you need to ever reach out and talk, he says, reach to me, talk to me. Basically, I kind of get the impression that he wants to just protect me in a way, you know, but not in a...
Oh.
Yeah, he's really, honestly, he's a lovely guy. Now, I know he's an actor, but he's a normal bloke.
Well, remember when he was on the Late Late Show and he was giving out to the audience for clapping incorrectly? They weren't clapping to the music.
Oh, there's
and
nothing
it was
worse.
So funny. It was, he was
ever,
just
did you ever
lovely.
Have an audience misclapping to a song?
They're misclapping, and he was like, if you're gonna clap properly. I was like, go on, Russell.
You know, I'm going to be on the page of going, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Now? Anybody coming to the secret session on Friday, everyone clap out of time.
No, like, I understand, like, if they are clapping out of time, like, it's fine. It doesn't really bother me, because we have monitors, so I can
keep
time.
Oh, you can't hear you,
So, but if they're trying to do something maybe with the audience, then yeah, clapping time I suppose might help.
Yeah.
Speaking of performances, did you bring a guitar with you?
I did.
Accent cool. Are you going to do?
That's like my rifle.
Good, amazing. Don't point it at me. Will you do a cover first and then do your new song Holy? Is that all right?
No, but I'm going to do it anyway, Cooper.
Hey, all right.
Of course, it's all right. I love yous. I remember sickness was forever, and I remember snuff videos and cold September. The distances we cover, the fistfights on the beach, the busies round the soap, and do it all again next week. And I'm beyond a clove, the first time that it's scarred. Embarrass yourself for someone crying like a child. The boy who kicked Tom's head in, what still bugs me now. And that's the thing with anger, and it costs you when you're down. Whoa, I was far too scared to hit him, but I would hit him in a heartbeat now. And that's the thing with anger, oh, it begs to stick around. It can fleece you from your beauty and have nothing to offer. And they hurt the ones that love you and hurt them like they're nothing. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I spent my teens in rage. I was spiraling in silence. Armed myself with a grin. I'm always known as a joker. Buried neath the humor. Amongst the white noise and boys, boys. Locker room talking, lads, lads. And it costs you when you're down. Whoa, 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 whoa. I was far too scared to hit him, but I would hit him in a heartbeat now.
Woo! Oh my Thanks. God!
Thank you.
I can't Incredible. Deal with that type of emotion at this time of the morning.
To be honest with you, that
is I can't do with this time of the morning.
That was beautiful. Absolutely amazing.
You're all liars!
No, trust me, it was amazing. You are joining us tomorrow at our secret location. We're making some noise with Focus Ireland, and it is a very important cause. There are currently over 5,000 children in Ireland without a home, and we want everybody to make a difference and get in there. Donate iradio.ie/focus. You're going to be joined on stage with McDara, Jig Jam, Bless, Jamie McIntyre, and Dave Lofts. That is the lineup. It's going to be incredible. Our producer Donal is also grabbing as many instruments as he possibly can, and he's going to perform as well. It's going to be amazing.
These are all musicians here, aren't you?
We are.
I am actually. I do like to sing from time to time. So if you're looking for a backing singer, I will
give us,
be up
give us a little glasses.
Go on,
no, you're okay
on.
Now. No. I actually write my own songs too, but that's not. <lot. laughs> I do. On, I write
one,
parodies.
Go on, give us one of the potty songs that you sing to children.
Oh, stink bomb, stink bomb. I'm a stink bomb. It's okay, you can clean me, mom. Do you want to hear the potty song?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's fine. It's
number
fine.
One.
Speaking of number ones, your song is absolutely killing it at the moment on the Irish Airplay chart as well.
It's a terrible song.
It is absolutely awful. It's called Holy. That's the song that actually Russell Crowe fell in love with, isn't it?
Yes, that's the song. Do you know what's funny? I always reference kind of Christianity or some kind of God reference in my lyrics. And he said to me, that's what he said to me. He said, I heard this. You make me holy, you make me pure. And he said, people go through you. He said, you're kind of like a conduit. I don't know the word.
I know, yeah. Conduit.
So he gave me the explanation of the word. But to be honest, it's a... still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, me too. It's like trying to understand what your friend does for a job when they work in the tech industry.
Yeah. No, okay. it's like something.
Don't try to explain it to
the beautiful, spiritual, like, source God is coming through.
See, it's coming through you, yeah. And that's what he said to me. And I was like,
other people.
I was like, thanks. I call him Rusty because we're on.
Oh, you know, your best BFF.
Lofty and Rusty here. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I was like, look, Rusty, I have to go. I'm on our radio, Rusty.
We're delighted to have you on board. Thank you so much. It's very important to us and to Focus Ireland and for your fans as well. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
No, we're going to sit here and say thank you to each other all day long, but we need you to do another song for us. Will you sing Holy for us?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, look at.
I wanted to sing Stan, Eminem.
Do you want to just... 5 minutes later.
Started to cry in the back of the car that I was driving. Tears in your eyes as the birds fly over the Cumbria mountains. Savage you upon a wall as the rain come tearing down. For a second I could feel our world turning round. You make me holy, a saint I'm not sure. And God said he knows me. Why's the devil at my door? And ever I get seasick on the ocean of love, you make me holy, you make me pure. I pull up a chair, we'll talk of dreams to our early mornings. If I raise my voice, I'm sorry, it's the demons talking. And you make all the leaves in the forest bow down at your feet. For what it's worth, I take all the heat for you. Baby, I'd bleed, oh, I bleed. You make me holy, a saint I'm not sure. And God said he knows me. Why's the devil on my door? And ever I get seasick on the ocean of love, you make me holy, you make me pure, you make me pure, you make me pure. Make me holy, saint I'm not sure, but God said he loves me, which you I adore.
Absolutely beautiful. That is
stunning.
That is amazing.
Stunning.
And do you know what? One of the things that I got out of that, not only have you been name dropping like Russell Crowe, Dermot Kennedy, but
also
name drop God in there. God says he knows me. Dave Lofton, we are
gorgeous.
So delighted to have you on board for our secret session.
Thank you for having me.
Tickets on sale. It's only £20 to see this amazing lineup of acts, and you can get them on iRadio.ie. We will see you tomorrow night.
Go on. I love you.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Now, you done?
I'm done. Are you done?
No.
I've loads to do, you know.
I've a club collection show to prepare for Sunday night.
Well, I have to go back to do my very important newsy stuff, and then I have to.
Sounds like you've made that up.
No, because I'm done.
Actually, I remember getting a WhatsApp from you saying I have to be home by 12:30. It's now 12:34.
No, my beautician cancelled on me. She's sick, so. I guess my Ronnie's staying for the night, so.
There's not going to be enough room on that stage for me and your Ronnie.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll wax it for you. It'd be great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I wax your chest, you wax my Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah. Or we just bleach it, whatever, I don't mind. Okay.
Hey, it doesn't need to be bleached. There's no Ronnie there.
There's no Ronnie there. Do you have a name for Ronnie? What does Ronnie's voice sound like? Is it deep?
My Ronnie.
How are you doing there? What's this, darling? You fancy bringing me out tonight showing me some...
What? It's funny because I don't have a name for my Ronnie, but I have a name...
You don't have a Ronnie.
Thanks. I don't. I have a name for my brain, though.
Oh, God.
And it's actually Veronica.
Veronica?
Yeah.
Because why?
When Veronica is just giving me, like, you know, the... Oh, when she's giving out to me and saying, oh, look at the cut here, look at this and look at that. You're
oh, my God. No, what is this?
It's just your... Do you know when your brain gives out to you? You're like, God, no. You don't have that.
No.
Oh, you're so lucky.
What's Veronica's accent?
She's Maya, but this is why I separate her from me. And I'm like, Veronica, stop being a Karen and rein it in. I'll get up off the couch and I'm good and ready.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is that a bit mad? It's not, because...
You just talk away to yourself there. Can we talk to Veronica?
No, I don't want Veronica. No.
Does Veronica have to use the house get up Hoover as well? I bet you Veronica doesn't have a Ronnie.
Yeah. Oh. Veronica is the one telling me to use.
By the way,
what?
Nice rack. Isn't it?
What the deuce?
there's Ben. Come on in, Ben. There's the boss, Ben. How are you doing? I just pointed this out to Una and said, nice rack. But she hasn't reacted to it.
No, because you're too busy talking about my Ronnie.
Yeah. Did you know?
I didn't say nothing.
No. He says I have to bleach it.
I said there's not going to be enough room on the stage for me, Ronnie. And now I've learned about Veronica, who's her brain, who talks to her.
It's a long story. It is actually a psychological trick, you know, to call your brain a name so that you separate it from yourself, so you're not giving out to yourself or telling yourself to get up and do things. It's Veronica that's doing it. Veronica makes me get up off the couch. So I say, Veronica, you stop that now. I'll get up off the couch and I'm good and ready.
Veronica needs to give you a bit more motivation. All right, that's a podcast. If you're on Galway tomorrow, we'll see you there for the secret session with Focus Ireland. Bye.
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 Hey.